We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Correspondent Angela Charlton reports there's been a new arrest following the France Church terror attack.
A second suspect is in custody today after the gruesome attack on a church in the French city of Nice, which killed three people. The main attacker was shot and wounded by police after the attack, and he is in critical condition in the hospital. And another suspect was arrested overnight who was in contact with the main attacker the night before.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Muslims from Pakistan to Lebanon to the Palestinian territories are joining anti-France protests as the French president's vow to protect the right to free speech to caricature Muhammad continues to roil the Muslim world. The Trump campaign is pushing ahead with a Minnesota rally despite crowd size restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump says this evening's rally in Rochester, Minnesota is still on, even though state and local officials have sharply limited the crowd because of the pandemic.
25,000 people want to be there, and they say you can only have 250 people. So they thought I'd cancel, but I'm not canceling, and we'll find out what happens.
In the run-up to Election Day, the president has packed thousands of supporters into rallies across the country, even as coronavirus cases have increased. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 19 people and injuring over 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. At least 17 people were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one who drowned, and 709 were injured, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 157 points. The NASDAQ dropped 274. The S&P lower by 40. Oil down to $35.79 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
Golden-crusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements, so he may not see threats like new loans in his name or his info for sale on the dark web.
Didn't see that coming.
LifeLock helps detect and works to fix identity theft. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock spots threats you may not.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Save 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KFCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Tomorrow may officially be admission day for the Silver State, but we observe Nevada Day today, which means closures to commemorate the state's admission to the Union. All state and county offices are closed, along with UNLV, the College of Southern Nevada, and Clark County Libraries as well. Regular trash pickup will happen, and you'll still get your mail delivered, but today is also the last day of early voting, with Election Day on Tuesday. Thoughts of exiting 2020 with a big bang have been snuffed out. New Year's Eve fireworks on the Strip are the latest casualty of the coronavirus outbreak. Citing the need to remain safe and secure, the LVCVA has officially canceled the popular annual tradition. Back in January, more than 318,000 visitors were in town to help us usher in the new year, creating an economic impact of more than $250 million. Local officials say even without the fireworks show, Las Vegas will still be a top destination to welcome in 2021. And a friendly reminder, we fall back this weekend. Clocks get turned back an hour, officially Sunday morning at 2 a.m., ending daylight savings time and giving you an extra hour of sleep. Looking at it that way, we spring forward March 14th.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A quick check of the traffic cams at 305. We're getting some reduced speeds through the resort corridor of the 15. Slow flows northbound at Hacienda, southbound at the 95 interchange, and lane restrictions, too. That's between Cheyenne and Craig on the 15 in both directions.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's the Friday edition of Live and Local, the pre-election edition. Man, this is great. We got all kinds of stuff going on around us. I tell you what, let's do. Let's begin the show. We're not going to have the Friday song yet, but let's get to Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. They had a press call just about an hour ago, a little less than an hour ago, and let's find out what the breaking news is. Adam Laxalt, the Trump co-chair, the chairman of the co-chair of the Trump Victory Committee, and Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, getting together. This is relative to litigation that has been in the courts relative to ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and things like that, transparency. Michael McDonald, I know you are busy. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us. I know just less than an hour ago you had the press call. What was the big news?
Well, one thing is that, and Kev, thank you for having me on. I want to thank you and your listeners always for grabbing the time. You know, one of the saddest things we had, it was on the press call, is that we have a decision, a ruling from the judge that we've been in front of. Obviously, you know, this is a major concern because there's no transparency in what we're trying to have for the voters to be able to, you know, you want to be able to put your eyes on the ballot. This is voter signature. They're allowing artificial intelligence to grade us and to make sure the ballot looked at it, and then Joe Gloria turned the machine down instead of the standard factory setting, took it down to 40%, which is a major flub. Pardon me. So, you know, based on all this and the way we were being treated, you know, Kevin, it was terrible. I mean, we should go back when you look when they passed the law. The law was passed under the cover of night. There was then no working with the Republican Party. Robin Titus, the minority leader, she asked questions They said, you're the minority. We don't have to talk to you. That came from Speaker Frierson, who told her that. Again, that's what I was told. That's not firsthand from Robin Titus. But, you know, so there's all kinds of, basically they ran it through. They didn't care anything about all voters, Republican, Democrat, Independent. This was their will, and they were going to exercise their power. And we had to basically kneel and genuflect in front of them. So why wouldn't we want to be questioning the process, especially when Joe Gloria in the primary pulled the shenanigans? We had him in court. We had him basically tied to the, in a, tied in front of a judge, and the judge was ready to rule on it. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they broke open meeting law at the county commission and decided to just, you know, put it through. So we've been in question with this since the beginning. You know, the bill was an abortion bill. It's disgusting. It's horrible how they've done this. It's not legislation. This is basically a one-party rule. And we're under the Emperor Sisolak deciding to make how everything's going to happen. This is not how America was meant to run. So when you start to see things like that that affect all voters, there's a major problem. The judge returns a ruling. And then his clerk, his law clerk, this is an important thing, returns the ruling. The law clerk, yesterday, at 5 to 5, says, I'll release the opinion and the ruling, but everybody has to respond within 5 minutes. Well, we all respond. There's one party that doesn't respond. So the law clerk says, I will wait till Monday and left. So today's a holiday in Nevada. So we're not getting a ruling till Monday, or the opinion, which the judge ruled on, until Monday. I mean, things like this, why wouldn't we be in question? This is the most disgusting display of we don't care what the voters think. And this isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about all Nevadans that are voting. You know, people have died for this right, just to make sure you and I had opportunities for our freedom of speech, electing a president and all legislators. This is disgusting. I've never seen this in my life. I was born and raised in Nevada. I'm disgusted. I'm sickened by the shame that this process is even in question. And it's an embarrassment nationally.
Michael, can I ask you, what were you asking the judge to do, that which you will find out about on Monday? What kind of relief were you asking for?
Look, it's very simple. So when you have the ballot, the mail-in ballot goes in. Let's say Michael McDonald is an illegal alien, and I submit my ballot. I sign it. It goes in. Once the signature looks like it matched, that ballot goes through. Now, you being Joe Gloria or whoever, find out that Michael McDonald's an illegal alien, it's too late, because once the ballot has been separated from the signature, from the envelope, it's already a counted ballot, and you can't pull it back. It's basically like a missile that's been shot. You don't get to pull it back. So we want clear transparency. We didn't want anything to be separated until the judge ruled. No separating the ballot and the envelope. We wanted a more stringent, basically, for humans to be able to witness the signatures and say, look, that signature match, that's Kevin Wall's signature. That's not Kevin Wall's signature. It's pretty easy. But when, you know, Joe Gloria dials everything back to like 40%, and when they pass this bill in the middle of the night, I mean, only a fool would not question the system, or a person who doesn't care, or a person who's trying to corrupt the system. There's only three options. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out.
Let me ask you on another issue that I know has been near and dear to you, and that is the issue of poll watchers and being able to have people that are there. I know we've only got another couple of hours of early voting, but on Tuesday, where are we on that? And are you going to be able to have poll watchers there at just about every polling location?
Look, I can tell you all 17 counties or all 16 counties are in. Clark County seems to be the only one we're having problems with. We're going to exercise our rights. We're going to have poll watchers. You know, we're not trying to do the, they say, voter intimidation. You know, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But we want to make sure it's done right. And, again, like I say, anybody who's been through this system, you'd be a fool after questioning it. You clearly know that there's somebody's agenda at foot, and that Joe Gloria is the pawn that's been carrying this out. And it's very sad to see. I think Joe Gloria's reputation has been smeared. I think he's, to look at this and what he's done to all voters of Clark County and all voters of the state, because once this is gone in this federal election, they're going to be looking at it. And this will be dragged into the highest court, as high as I can take it. I mean, I don't intend to quit until I get to the Supreme Court. Is that a large ask? Yeah, but we're also talking about electing the President of the United States. And watching the voter turnout we've had, people have never voted before. Yeah, but you know I'm heavily connected with many of the unions here.
Oh, yeah.
We have people that are, it's an oxymoron, I'm a Republican that knows all the unions, represents the unions. But we have union members who have never voted before or who have always voted for Democrat are now coming for Donald Trump. They want to make sure their votes matter. You know, and this is something where they're crossing party lines. They're crossing against the union bosses to say, I want my children to grow up in free America, not under socialist rule of Joe Biden and Senator Harris. It's sad what's happening right now.
Well, and I know a lot of people have made a lot of the differential between Democrat ballots that have come in, Republican ballots that have come in. Obviously, Republicans are more prone to vote on Election Day. But you can't really judge anything by how many registered Democrats have submitted ballots versus Republicans, because you are going to have this crossover, huge crossover.
Major crossover. And the independents, many independents who have maybe left the Republican Party or the Democratic Party because for one reason or another, they don't like the way the Republicans are acting in the legislature. They don't like the Democrats that have been acting nationally. Who knows? Whatever reason, they went independent. That's a large portion of people that are worse with the president, with Donald Trump. And they're fighting. They're more libertarian. They're more of a free America. They want to be able to show that their rights are heard. We've been talking to those people for years, steadily a year, to see exactly where they're at and what their needs are. So, you know, to look at it and say, okay, the Democrats, we have Democrat crossovers. You've seen it firsthand. We have, you know, we have people in the LGBT community that have come across and said, look, we want to be involved. A huge following for the president. We've had people in the minority communities that have never been touched before. We have open offices in there for the last year. So it's something where this is not the same election. This is not the same person. This is not – the whole America has changed right now under Donald Trump. And I think you're going to see something emerge that their voices will be heard.
I want to ask you, and I don't mean to ambush you, but what can you tell us about the numbers so far, the early voting numbers, the mail-in ballot numbers? Can you give me any kind of an update of where we are and how Republicans are doing versus Democrats versus others, which I'm assuming are the independents?
Well, I can tell you that this is, you know, in watching the people who have done this for many, many years, you know, we brought people in nationally that have done this forever. They get paid millions of dollars to help us. They came in here and they've been on the ground in Nevada for the last 5-6 months. When you start to see that the Democrats and the president, many times he's been here, Nevada is in play. President Trump right now is winning Nevada. He is winning Nevada. And when you look at that, the Democrats are scrambling everywhere they can to try and get their people out, pull them out. They're trying to corrupt the system so they can work with these mail-in ballots. But when you look at it nationally, when they say, okay, Nevada, in every conversation, Nevada is a swing state. And we've been moved up instead of, you know, the group of it. We're, you know, when you start looking to say, okay, this is a battleground state for both parties. Clearly, they know that Donald Trump is winning Nevada when they didn't predict he would be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be stopping in here so many times. You see from Kamala Harris and Senator Joe Biden running for senator, whatever he's running for, president. He has to decide. You know, it's kind of sad. You think he's running against George Bush rather than Donald Trump. So when you start to see that, I mean, the people are waking up, and they're like, look, we've had enough of this. Now, clearly, Kevin, I mean, I can tell you, I don't answer poll questions when people call my house. I don't do that. I know a lot of my people that are police, they're involved in law enforcement. They either don't pick up the phone, or if they do pick up the phone, they don't tell them anything.
Because
in this day and age, with the computers and the way you're able to go in and work the different programs, you don't want your information out there. So, you know, to think that the people have the tea leaves, they go, oh, this is great. They don't. And you can tell that, Kevin, by the attitude of the Democratic Party. As many times as they chase, every time Donald Trump comes in, they chase him in. Kevin, we had a rally across the river in Arizona with 35,000 people showed up. I could not see the end of the line when I was on stage talking for the president. It was amazing. Last night up here with Joe Biden, I'm in Reno, with Vice President Joe Biden, had, what, 6 people show up? Mike Pence had at least, when Mike Pence showed up, He had 250, then he had another like 600 or 700 that couldn't get in. Then on top of that, there was a line of 1,000 plus people that wanted to see it. So you can just look at it. I mean, when Joe Biden comes here, he has the horn honking and all those, because he can't sit. We could put the entire rally in my backyard.
I know that he's going to be doing 11 rallies in 48 hours. I have not seen Nevada on that list. Are we going to be back on the list for these final 4 days?
Yeah, I don't know. I can tell you that the president, he has. I've never seen this type of energy, man. It is incredible what he's been able to accomplish. So I there's no telling. I mean, I might be calling you tonight or tomorrow. Say, hey, man, here he comes.
It's a very fluid situation. I understand.
Yeah.
I want you to talk to people who have not voted yet, who have been considering waiting until Tuesday. You know it's going to be busy. There are going to be four-hour lines. It's going to be a mess. To people that could otherwise vote in the next couple of hours, can you give us the times? And once they're in line, is this like Election Day? Once they're in line before the close of the polling place, they must be able to get in?
Well, historically, that's how it should be. But underneath Joe Glory rules, I don't know how it's going to be. Because if you remember last time, we had people that were working with then-Senator Chris Tezmascos, when she was running, and she was putting out, come over to Anita's Market. They'll be open until 9:30, 10 o'clock. I mean, that's coordination. But that was illegal. But all I can tell you right now is this, to all your voters, to all your listeners, I am just like you. I was an Election Day voter. I vote on Election Day. It is historic. It's a tradition I used to do with my mom and dad. But this was the first time I voted early. I never voted early, Kevin. And it was something that was so important. I was talking to the President of the United States. He said, make sure everybody gets out and votes early. This is vitally important, so we can't have anything that goes wrong, anything that would happen, because we know the shenanigans are afoot. So if you can, I mean, Meadows Mall, I can tell you right now, Meadows Mall, I was in and out. I walked in. The people were fantastic. They were there. The workers were phenomenal. I had questions because I didn't understand the entire system. They walked it in, got it all done. I didn't have my ballot with me. I had to sign the affidavit. They walked that right through. I even showed them my ID. And they gave me the ballot. They helped me walk through it. There was my neighbor who's a senior citizen. They helped her. And I can tell you, Meadows Mall, if you get a chance, I know maybe across town, whatever, stop by there. It's over in the old Dillard's parking lot on the second mall, second level. Kevin, you walked in, walked out. It's in the parking lot. It's in their tent. They have probably 80 machines there at least.
Wow.
But vote today. Vote today, guys.
And what time do polls close today?
7.
7 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Tuesday then.
7 o'clock on Tuesday. But, you know, I understand people like to wait till Election Day. They like to see if there's any last-minute surprises. I think with these two, you've seen the surprises. I think Joe Biden has no idea what he's running for. He has no plan. He is not there in his facilities. He has no clue. And it's sad what's happening. America is being lied to. He has no policy. Well, you have Donald Trump, who's built the greatest economy, comes back, and he's doing it right now. You know, with our GDP, where it came out yesterday, those are numbers that have never been seen before. So as we're coming out of this COVID, why would you want someone who's been a governor for 47 years and never signed the front of a paycheck, always send the back of a paycheck, and then you'll be able to go through it? That's the point, is you have to have someone who knows how to do this. And now he's trying to hide behind Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama's come, he's seen his day. But now Joe Biden's trying to hide with him in Michigan. He's trying to hide behind him and say, hey, no, vote for me because Barack likes me. No, this is about put man on man, side by side. You see the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden, his days are gone. His days have been in, been out, they're gone. Donald Trump has been proven leadership. He's been moving forward. He has a plan for the COVID-19. He has a plan for the economy. He has a plan, more importantly, for Nevada, to make sure we have an opportunity to get our places back to work under this failed Democrat that we've had. He wants to shut it down again. We will be done. Nevada will never recover underneath this type of leadership. And if you elect Joe Biden, color Nevada gone.
Michael, we will know, though, Monday morning, first thing Monday morning, on the judge's ruling.
I'm hoping. I mean, I'm hoping right now we are. You know, we have great attorneys that came in from D.C. Brian Hardy, who's done a phenomenal job. He's a local attorney who practices in the state and in D.C. So that type of firepower, you know, to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, they can't even believe what's happening here in Nevada. I mean, they literally cannot believe what's happening. And, you know, our Secretary of State should have stepped in. We thought for sure she was going to. She's been a friend of mine for many, many years. But I'm at a loss for words right now.
Well, we will be waiting for Monday and that ruling from the judge, and that's a Carson City judge, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Michael, thank you. Have a great weekend. I know you're going to be busy. You're going to be working hard for the president. We'll talk. We'll certainly talk after the ruling on Monday and probably before Election Day as well. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, man, Kevin, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your listeners, guys. Get out there, vote, vote, vote.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
One day to go before the election. Does anyone have any idea when we'll actually know who the next president will be? I don't know either, but we'll talk about it.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367. Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pha 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pha 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pha87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to thank Michael McDonald for joining us. He is very, very busy this time of the election cycle, and great to have him on. And we'll know, I imagine, first thing Monday morning when the clerk releases the judge's ruling, why they did not disperse the ruling before. I do not know, but they say they will have it promptly on Monday. One of the things that we do, even